Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you here today, and we're so glad that you're with us on this ninth Sunday. Ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and we're glad that we are able to gather upstairs once again, and hopefully we won't have any more issues with that. You can see they got the door in, but they got a lot of work to do yet to finish that all up there and everything. But we are glad that you're here today. And a little bit later on, as we look into the third chapter of Ephesians this week, I'm asking or wanting us to think about, as we come to know God's love in Christ, we are filled with God's fullness. And I'll say more about that a little bit later on in the message. But as we begin today, we're going to rejoice together and be glad because this is the day the Lord has made. So let's stand together and do that this morning, singing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin. With joy and love, we gather as God's family to worship.
We are the body of Christ, united in love.
Hear the words of life spoken in love today.
We gather to listen for God's word of love.
We are God's children, part of the new creation in Christ. Come now, let us worship. Let's join together there. We're going to sing an older hymn. It's probably been a while, maybe several years since we've sung it. We're going to be singing the first and third and fourth verse this morning. Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of
for the chorus up there because it was not correct. I was just talking to somebody the other day about I go online and I get the words and I got to make sure the words match the words in our hymn book because sometimes they can be a little different. Well, I don't even know how that got like that. So, but thank you for singing anyways with it. Let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. God of peace, bind us together as we come now to worship. Strengthen the ties that make us your family. Grant us the grace to recognize our gifts and our place in this body. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, our next hymn there is Fill My Cup, Lord, 397. And all I want us to do is sing the chorus. Okay? I was wanting to add a song in, and I wanted the chorus part because it goes along with what I'm going to preach on today. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Sing it in. Fill my cup. Seated this morning. Thank you so much for joining in. I think that's a beautiful song that talks about filling our cup with the presence of the Lord. And so we're going to go to our prayer time, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer this morning. Someone? Yes. Oh, wow. Wonderful.
The good news is I got four boys, I'm married yet.
I don't know if you could hear him or not, but he said he's going to have a new great-granddaughter, and this will be three great-granddaughters. And you said, how did you say that? You have four boys not married. So, I don't. Is that a joy or is that a prayer request? I couldn't pass that one out there. So, someone else this morning. Yes.
My body's supposed to have surgery tomorrow. They wouldn't get out. So, let's just hope and pray that she gets to have it. She's supposed to be there at 5. I think the surgery's at 7:30
Yeah, that's what Kathy was saying. It's right away in the morning. So, And that's a good thing. Get it done, and praying that not only will they get the two tumors out, but if there's anything else that they can get out and at that time, and just praying for God's direction and guidance there. And then I saw a couple hands there.
Bill Sutherland.
Yeah. Yes. Let me give you an update on that. I found out from some family that we talked to the other day, and it's very severe. In fact, he's only got about 4 or 5% of his brain working. Yeah. So it's not a good picture at all. So we want to pray for the Southerly family and in that situation there. Was there any others in there? Okay, go ahead. Okay, unspoken, we know God knows that. Any others this morning? Prayer requests? Yeah.
One of my good friends, her granddaughter had a baby. He's only about 6 days old, and we're running tests and stuff.
Do you know the little one's name?
Colton.
Okay. We want to pray for little Colton, who's 6 days old. Something going on with the adrenal gland on his kidney, and not sure exactly all that's happening there, but we definitely want to keep little Colton in our prayers this morning. And I saw a couple, yeah.
Ellie's grandma, she's been having a lot of back issues.
Yes. Yes, and she was one that I had written down. Some inflammation that may be causing some nerve issues there. Yeah, she gets this, what was that? A year ago, maybe she was battling it, or less than a year ago. I remember, because remember she had her little walking stick, you know, there when she first came back. Yes, I understand that, how bad that can be. So we want to pray for Ellie. And, go ahead. That you said Bob with the heart valve. Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay, so we want to remember the Landing family, the loss of that loved one. Betty Kirk, yes. Did she go in this past week for the biopsy? Somebody was telling me that, and I didn't say anything because I didn't know if it had been done yet.
It's sometime in August.
It's not till August. Okay.
I don't even know the date.
Okay. And speaking of Betty and some others, Tom and Betty are traveling this weekend, trying to get away for a little bit. We want to keep some. I know a few others that are traveling, and we want to keep them in our prayers. I saw another. There we go.
We had a classmate pass away in June. She just didn't want everybody to know. She was 21. We found out through her husband. Her name was Marilyn Young.
Young, okay. So we want to remember the Young family. For that loss of a loved one, classmate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the prayer for an almost fall. Just for a disappointment, because we had to cancel the birthday party that was to be Friday, because they had a cohort on the plane that could fit them in, and they didn't want us to leave. So my story is disappointed.
You said Emma, right?
Elma.
Okay, sorry.
A-L-M-A.
A-L. I'm going to ask, I saw him this week, finally got into the nursing home to see him as they've lifted some things. I saw Alan Wagner. He remembered me. He told the nurse that was in there, that's my preacher. But as we were talking, I just want you to just pray for God's grace for him, because he forgets that Bev had passed away over, 5-6 years ago now? And he was crying when we were in there, thinking that they kept that information from her, that she had just passed away recently. And I told Jody, I said, oh my gosh, of one of the worst things to keep living over and over again would be that. How do you get through grief? You really don't. And just ask, I guess maybe I'm just crazy enough to pray, Lord, please stop those kind of memories things or something, you know, so that he doesn't need to be suffering every day thinking that he just lost his wife, you know, when it's been 6-7 years ago. And I appreciate your prayers for him. Anybody else? Yeah.
I went and seen Mary, Aunt Mary, yesterday. I finally was able to get into the nursing home. And she's slow. Her bone is healing, but she said it's a lot slower than the last time, which was 2 years ago. So, but
yeah.
She still was pretty good spirits, but praying for healing because I know she wants to get home. So they just started to let her put weight on. But, you know,
yeah, it is, and it can be tough.
Scared.
Yeah.
Here because of her bone disease, so. And then the wildfires. My goodness. That's the Lord's land is getting destroyed by fires. It's terrible.
Yes. Yeah, that's out. That's in the northwest, fire, isn't it?
All the trees. And,
yeah.
And help the wildfires and just everything.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Any other requests this morning? Asking for your prayers for Jody's dad, Bruce, who's going in for treatment on Thursday. And let me see here. Oh, I knew I had another one. Ask for your prayers for Jody's co-worker, Annette Barhorst. Her dad passed away. He's in his 90s, lived a long life. He was ready to go. He told them, but just remember the Barhorst family in your prayers today for the loss of that loved one. Anybody else then? Lots of needs there and maybe some others that you may think of that's more personal. You can lift up to the Lord during this time as Carla plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are just so grateful today as we pause. We give you thanks. We thank you for the rain that we received last night again. We're just so blessed in so many different ways. Thank you for your goodness, your grace in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in us through Christ and the Holy Spirit that is working in our lives in ways that we don't always see, we don't always understand, we don't always know about. But we are grateful and thankful that you are doing that work in our lives and that we are gaining understanding and wisdom as we live each day. And sometimes we face difficult times, Lord, like so many that have been mentioned on our list right now, Lord. There are some people that are hurting, people that are suffering, people that are facing things that, it may be even shaking their faith. But God, we know that you are faithful and that your love for us is beyond all measure. And I just pray today that as we lift up these folks today, that your hand will be upon each one of them, Lord. And we think of the lost, Lord, the Young family, Landing family, the Barhorst family. God, that you will just grant grace in those families right now and your presence and peace. We think about the Southerly family right now, what's going on there, God. And we just commit that him and the situation into your hands, God, and that you will work in that in the way that you desire. Lord, we think of Bob, who's having this issue with a heart valve, and we just pray for your healing touch and grace. We lift up Betty to you, God, your healing touch in her body, Lord, as she's going to be going for a biopsy sometime in August. Lord, we lift up Jenny to you, Jennifer, Lord, that's been battling this pain in her chest and abdomen from that lawnmower accident and then other things there, God. We just ask for your healing touch and grace and wisdom for her. We lift up Ellie, God, Lord, with this nerve issue going on with some inflammation. We just ask for your healing touch and peace and grace there. Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you, who's going in for surgery tomorrow. Lord, we just ask that you will just guide and direct the surgeon's hands, that they will be able to get to the tumors out of there and any other signs of cancer while they're in there. They'll be able to get that out, and that she will have a speedy recovery and begin to do well after that, Lord. And we just thank you for that. We lift up little Colton, God, this little six-day-old baby. We're not sure exactly what's going on, something there with the adrenal gland, Lord. And we just ask that your healing touch and grace there will be there. We pray you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance. And Lord, we lift up Alma, God, that you will just lift her spirits, be her presence for her right now. Give her your peace. Lord, we just pray for Alan, Lord. And we just ask that you will just touch him in his mind today, Lord, as he gets confused about time and all of that, and so much there regarding Bev. Lord, you just grant your mercy and grace in that situation as only you can do, God, and we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up Mary to you, Lord, who is recovering from that fall, and we just ask for your healing touch, your grace there and strength, and give her some joy in the midst of this time that can be very discouraging and disheartening, Lord. And we're grateful and thankful. And Lord, we lift up the wildfires that are going on. We just pray for all the firefighters and the first responders that are out there working to try to get this under control. Lord, we pray for some rain out there. It's been so dry on the West Coast. And God, that you'll just grant mercy and grace and strength and protection to all of them. Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today. Lord, we know that you know what that is, and we just ask for your touch there. Lord, we pray for those that are traveling, God, over the next few weeks, that you'll just be with them and give them your grace and traveling mercies, we pray. Lord, we lift up Bruce, Lord, who's going in on Thursday for further treatment. And Lord, I'm even thinking about all of those on our monthly calendar, so many of them battling cancer, going through treatments and different types of healing and medicine. God, we just pray for your healing touch for each of them and your grace and strength for each of them during these times. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we're so grateful for your goodness in our lives. Thankful for each one that's here today, Lord. Ask your blessing upon them. Lord, may you speak to us as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage us and fill our hearts and fill us up, Lord. Fill our cups today with you, with your love, with your presence, with your grace, with your goodness. Lord, we just need that for each day that we can be your people in the world to be a blessing. And we thank you for all of these things as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. We want to again thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we know God is the one that is our provider. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. God of sustaining grace, transform our gifts into works of ministry. May they meet every need for our community of faith and beyond. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is a shorter reading this morning coming from Ephesians chapter 3 this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to be reading verses 13 through 21 this morning. 13 through 21 this morning. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. So I ask you not to become discouraged because of the sufferings I am having for you. My sufferings are for your glory. So I bow in prayer before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. I ask the Father in His great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through His Spirit. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with the fullness of God. With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a man was walking home alone late one foggy Halloween night when behind him he hears boom, boom, boom. Walking faster, he looked back, and through the fog, he makes out the image of an upright casket banging its way down the middle of the street towards him. Boom, boom, boom. Terrified, the man begins to run towards his house. The casket is bouncing quicker behind him. Boom, 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 boom. He runs up to his door, fumbles with his keys, opens the door, rushes in, slams, locks the door behind him. However, the casket crashes into his front door. With the lid of the casket clapping, boom, 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 on his heels as he's terrified. Rushing upstairs to the bathroom, he locks himself in. His heart is pounding, his head is reeling, his breath is coming. He is sobbing and gasps. With a loud crash, the casket breaks down the door, bumping and clapping towards him. The man screams and reaches for something, anything, but all he can find is a bottle of cough syrup. Desperately, he throws it, the cough syrup, at the casket. And guess what? The coffin stops. All I can think of when I found that this morning is this is a Jim Pence joke, because he would always share those ones that were like that. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up. The story is told of a young man who found a bottle while he was walking on the beach. He picks it up, pulls out the cork, and a genie pops out. The genie says, "Thank you for freeing me from the bottle. In return, I will grant you 3 wishes." The man says, "Great, I've always dreamed of this, and I know exactly what I want. First, I want $1 billion in a Swiss bank account." Boom, 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 boom. That happens, and he's handed a piece of paper with the account on it from in Switzerland. He continues, "Next, I want a red Ferrari right here." Poof, There's a flash of light and a bright red Ferrari appears right next to him. He continues and says, finally, I want to be irresistible to women. Poof, there's a flash of light and he turns into a box of chocolates. All I can say is watch out for what you wish for. I don't know about genie wishes, but I do know about prayer. Prayer is essential for us. We will not be firing on all cylinders if we don't take time to pray and converse with God. This year has been a real learning year for me when it comes to trusting God and letting go of control. I thought I was doing fairly well in this area. But for some reason, and I'm not talking about COVID necessarily and everything surrounding that. I'm just talking about just personal things in my life and with my son and my wife and my kids where I've been challenged because I have been stressing and fretting over things that are beyond my control, and it just affected me in a lot of different ways. And I've had to talk to God about this and say, Lord, why? It was almost like it was stealing my joy in life, where I wasn't even enjoying things at times. And I thought, Lord, I don't want for this to happen or to continue to happen. In fact, it's been quite humbling at times. And if you've ever been in that kind of a situation, you know it can also reveal things in our lives that we want to see transformed. In our reading today, Paul is facing some trials and afflictions. If you know anything about Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, Paul wrote those from prison. He was in prison for Christ and for serving the church. And in our reading today, he tells the church at Ephesus, hey, folks, I don't want you to be discouraged over what I'm facing right now. Because what I'm facing is for God's glory and for yours. Somehow, we don't know, we're not given the answers to it, but something was going on and they were struggling and they were getting discouraged over what was happening. And I know some of you get greatly discouraged when you look out over our world and our country and you're wondering what's happening and everything like that. But let me say to you this morning, don't be discouraged. Because God is doing something in our world and in our nation and everything else. And it's beyond our control. In fact, it's not supposed to be something we're controlling. That's God's business. God's working that all out. And we'll do that however God does it. And he reminds the church at Ephesus not to get discouraged because he's been praying for them. Here he is in the midst of prison. And he's praying for them. And this humble prayer, and I call it humble because if you catch the first things he says there, he says, I bow my knee in prayer. In the ancient Near East, and in ancient times, they didn't bow down for prayer. When anybody bowed down, it was to pay homage or offer worship. Prayer was like this. People would stand, lift their heads up to heaven, and lift their hands like this and pray. That was the common way of prayer in ancient times. So when Paul says, I'm bowing my knee, he is humbling himself, probably under the Lord's control, and saying, Lord, this church at Ephesus is in your hands. And this humble prayer has helped me in the past. And I hope it will help you today, and it might give us a challenge to not only pray this for the church, because our church really needs this prayer today more than ever, I think, and for our own church, but the church worldwide. So as we look at it, there are two things I want to draw our attention to and focus on. There are several I could went in, but I want to focus on two. First of all, Paul prays. Oops, sorry. I forgot to flip that over. Give you a chance to see what was going on there. First of all, Paul prays for inner strength. Inner strength. There you go this morning. Basically, what Paul is asking here, he's saying, God, grant us fortitude in the core of our being. Fortitude. Is there anyone in this place who doesn't need some inner strength right now? I need some of it. We all need a fresh touch of God's mighty power, which Paul says in verse 20 of our reading that it's that power that is already at work in us. It's already there. And we may need some extra strength, extra power in our lives at times, but Paul reminds the church that that power is already working among you. And I notice I didn't say, God grant me fortitude. Because Paul is not praying to it about individuals. He's praying about the church and the church at Ephesus there. Because we all know the journey of faith is not easy. Life can weigh us down. Sometimes, as you know, you get up in the morning and it's hard to take that next step. Or for some of you, that first step in the morning. Yet here, I hear the words of Paul ringing in my ears this morning, that God is able to do far beyond what we could ask or think. And good English teachers, if you could read what Paul says there in that verse, it would drive you nuts, because he just piles these adverbs and adjectives on top of one another. He basically says that God is able to do far beyond, exceedingly, even more so than what we could ask or think or imagine. I don't know about you. I can ask pretty big, and I can imagine pretty big. But God can do even greater, far greater than what we can ask or imagine. This is God's staying power. And God's staying power helps us grow in the faith. That's why we say, God grant us fortitude. God grant us the staying power. Because that's what helps us grow in our faith. God's strength makes us strong, capable people. And as I was researching that this week, it seems to focus in our mind and in our perspective. Think about that for a minute. Where is usually our battle? Yes, I'm getting older. I don't have the strength I used to have. You know, this hurts, that hurts. You know what I'm talking about there. I don't have the energy. Oh my gosh, Jody goes, what's wrong with you? This is yesterday. I had the TV on laying there just watching the Olympics, and she goes, what's wrong with you? And I said, I don't know. I said, I have no energy. I just want to lay here and just not do anything. I don't know if you've ever had a day like that. But I just was like, I just could not get going. But the battle sometimes is beyond that, because the battle for us is usually right here. It's in our minds. You've heard me say this to Chase multiple times when he's playing a sport. Chase. And I go like this. He knows exactly what I mean. He's got to win the battle in his mind right then. It's not his young strength. He's got all the strength and stamina in the world. And he's got the determination and the grit to fight and things. But sometimes this is what he battles. I can't do this. I'm not strong enough. Oh my gosh, we're down 2 scores now. What am I going to, all those battles that go on in our head. But God's strength makes us strong, capable people in mind and perspective, so that we can walk in love and walk in God's ways when facing life's circumstances. And here's the thing to keep in mind, and I have to remind myself of this often. Growth is a process. Wouldn't it be nice, those of you, many of you that have gardens, wouldn't it be nice you plant your green beans and in a week they're up and ready to be picked? Well, maybe some of you don't want to do that because you just got done planting them. But you know what I mean? No, growth is a process. We don't walk in love overnight. We don't live as peacemakers with every person, do we? Have you ever noticed there's always that one person that just gets in your crawl? We don't fully trust God in every situation. Have you ever noticed that in your life? There are some situations that you might look at me and say, man, how is he trusting God in that? And I'm just trusting God like it's nothing. And then there's this other little tiny thing and you're thinking, well, that's nothing at all. And I'm struggling trusting God through that little thing. We just don't know. It's just what's happening in our lives at the time. But God's staying power is at work in our lives through the Spirit. In all of those situations. All of those situations. And it helps us to keep growing. And that's the point that Paul wants us to gain. That inner strength to keep going. Second thing there is Paul prays for deep-rooted love. Deep-rooted love. What are we saying or asking for? God grant us, in this case, Paul says, the power to grasp Christ's multi-dimensional devotion. And I use that word devotion to convey this idea of Christ's love. Because it is. He's devoted to us. I mean, if you watch a movie, your favorite love story movie, especially the ladies, you know, and you just see that story where that guy is just devoted to that woman, which is not realistic. Sorry. And you say, boy, if my husband was like that. But there is a husband. A bridegroom who is devoted to you like that. And his name is Jesus. And he will never run away. He will never abandon you. Christ's love is so vast, Paul says it's beyond human comprehension. Listen to it. Wider than wide, whatever that is. Deeper than deep. Longer than long. Higher than high. There is more of his love to discover than we can ever imagine or think. But Paul doesn't pray just that we will have that love. Because Paul tells us elsewhere in his writings, we already have it. He says, I want you to be rooted and grounded in it. I want it to go deep in you. And the only way it goes deep in us is if we understand it. I'm so thankful for my pastor friend up in Sydney who I just happened to be listening to on the radio today. My brother goes to his church, Pastor Fred. And you know, sometimes he preaches some things and I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that. But he was talking, which would have been, I think, last week's message for them in the service. He was talking about understanding. And how important it is for Christians to have understanding right now. Because he says, if we don't have understanding, we'll be fooled, we'll be tricked, we'll be deceived. I mean, there's a whole lot of other things that he kept going on. And that's what Paul is talking about here. He says, I want you to know, understand, and grasp what Christ's love means to each of us. And not only what it means, but then embrace it and allow his love to embrace you. Why? Because a growing understanding of Christ's love anchors us in the faith. Or you could say anchors us in Christ. anchors us in God. As we grow in our understanding of God's love in Christ, listen to this, it changes the way we live out our faith. I don't know about you, but when I was in Bible college, I met, and I got caught up in it too, I met a lot of kids that got a hold of a little bit of knowledge, and they were running around throwing it in everybody's faces. And God started to deal with me and said, no, that's not the way it is. Because when we get Christ's love in our hearts, it changes the way we live out our faith in public, around people, and the way we relate to people. Because we are to operate in that love. And when our lives are rooted, grounded, here's some other words, metaphors, cemented in God's love, the gusts of life won't blow us down or easily away. Because God's love in Christ is the foundation on which we build everything else. Love is the foundation on which we build everything else in our lives. A weather vane that once graced a farmer's barn bore these words, God is love. Well, the neighbor thought that was kind of strange. So he asked the farmer, he said, hey, do you think that like that vane, God's love can lightly change? Well, the farmer smiled and shook his head and he said, nah, and I like this. It means God is love whichever way the wind may blow. God's love is so vast and complete that it goes in every direction and every distance. And as we know God's love in Christ, Paul says we are filled with God's fullness. What's that mean? What's God's fullness? His goodness, His grace, His mercy, His truth, His wisdom, His love, His power, and a whole lot more that I can't even begin to mention. Listen, I don't think there's a better prayer for us to pray today than the prayer for the Ephesians. Fill us up, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, take a few moments to greet one another this morning and share that blessing, and then we will close out and sing our little chorus as we finish today. It 523 if you're going to sing it out of the hymn book this morning. Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life. What more could He give? Oh,
Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Well, let's join together there for our benediction. We are God's beloved people, united in Christ.
We go into the world confident of the opportunities God will give us.
Go and seize the time, serving God's people, bringing words of peace and hope to all you meet. Amen.